Louie, how's your math?
Well, we good,
pick on people here. let's see. This is Cindy from Palm Beach Gardens.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
All right, and we know we are the Good News Station. We know that. We have $120 coming in from Cindy in Palm Beach Gardens. And we're going to finish the mail out here. Got to do that because there's going to be more mail today by faith. Mm-hmm. And Ruperto, how's your Spanish? Is it good? Help me out, Karen.
I have to see it.
Well, help us out.
Yes, you got the right.
Ruperto. Yeah.
Ruperto.
What, you didn't say how much you gave?
Oh, I didn't know you were wanting to. Well, yeah. You want to just check
well,
out the name.
Well, we're trying to. Oh, here's another donation. The phone lines are still open. We're still counting. How much?
$200 for Ruperto.
Ruperto, $200 for him. And what just came? You can tell me that just came in as well.
All right. This is from Peter in Palm Beach Gardens.
Okay.
$100.
$100. Thank you very much, Peter. And we have to be getting close. Let's see. Peter, we got Peter added in.
And you still have online that you have to check.
We still have online. We have to check. Betty from West Palm Beach has made a donation by check, and it is $25. And I have to add all these in now. So let's give the number again. We'll go to a song. We'll be back in just a minute. Let you know where we are.
772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
Louie, don't go anywhere. We're going to bring you on mic here in a minute. Louie's a little bit of a wild guy. He's been over in Africa ministering as a missionary.
Okay, all right.
And he had some wild stories about WCNO. He's talking about those early days and what God was doing in your life and what God was doing over here. Oh, yeah, we got a song. We'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you.
All right, and that was Chris Tomlin. Chris Tomlin with All My Fountains Are in You. Hallelujah. That is great. All I can tell you is that we did totally meet that matching fund challenge, but I cannot give you a total yet because I'm still adding it in. But I can tell you we did meet it. Thank you all for joining us in that. And we're going to let you know where we are here in just a couple minutes. It looks like we have some hallelujahs and praise God's coming up because we are over $20,000 also. And this is going to be absolutely fantastic because I'm still adding in the donations. And I'm looking at $20,806, and I still have a lot of donations to put in. So that means we're going to jump to another song, and this is Joel Barnes, Good Shepherd.
Make me lie down in fields of green, find rest by quiet streams, my soul restoring. Your rod and staff, they comfort me, I'll follow where you lead, fearing nothing. Shepherd, lead me on. Oh, good shepherd, I'm right where I belong. I belong here. I belong. Right here, where you prepare a table before me, with all my enemies, and serve forgiveness. And your goodness and mercy shadow me, for all my history, till I see heaven. Sing it on. belong.
All right, and sometimes those songs just sort of fade out kind of quickly, sometimes not quite as quick, but I'll tell you what, this is really amazing, our morning so far. We praise God. Shirley from Port St. Lucie, I'm just going to review these donations that just came in like a bit of a flurry there because we had some mail along with your phone calls. So we have Shirley from Port St. Lucie, that was $20. We had John from Juno, that makes sense, John and Juno, a $100 donation. And we had a donation coming in from Boynton Beach of $60 from William. Thank you, William, for that donation from down south. Joseph from Green Acres, that was a donation by check, $375. And that went into our matching funds. We also had Francis in Stewart, and Francis made a donation of $40. And Cindy from Palm Beach Gardens, thank you, Cindy, very much. Donation $120. Roberto from Port St. Lucie, $200. And some of you mailed these out a few days ago, and we're just getting to read them online right now. And then we have Betty from West Palm Beach, $25 donation by check. And Gloria from Loxahatchee. Hello, Loxahatchee, $25. Okay, so we have those. And then while that was all going on, phone calls were coming in as well. Karen and David doing an awesome job. And we have Carol, who is renewing her monthly donation of $25 a month. And that is how much money, Karen?
I'm sorry, I wasn't even listening. Have to admit,
this is a cheap for the 6 months.
Thank you, Dave's got it. Dave's absolutely right. He
that's
had that.
I figured out
see,
earlier.
You all can team that together, so that worked out really well. Not gonna. Well, maybe I'll
Dave
ask Louie
covers.
Something. I ask Louie how far $4 goes when God gets a hold of it. Amen. Okay, Peter, we want to thank you from Palm Beach Gardens making a $100 donation. Thank you very much, Peter, for that donation. Joan from Jupiter making a $10 donation. Joan, thank you very much. And Marilyn from Okeechobee. All right, $200. Thank you very much, Marilyn, for that donation. And I have notes around here. Jennifer, I forgot to read Jennifer. I know she's already been included from Okeechobee as well, dropping off $50 later today. Praise God. Thank you, Jennifer, for that. Mm-hmm. And Mary from Vero Beach is bringing in on Friday $100. And so, Mary, thank you very much. And we're going to look forward to chatting with her. So, busy. Oh, okay, I've got to do something now. Let's give the number first.
That number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
Praise God from whom
amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise him, all creatures, hear below. Praise him, above ye heavenly.
And the front office came in to join us for that doxology. Yeah. And I think that's the slowest doxology I've ever heard.
It's very slow.
It's very slow, yeah.
But it makes you stop and think and ponder.
Right.
What you have to be thankful for.
That's right.
It definitely does that. And Tom, when we had Tom on the phone, I learned something from Tom. And when we asked Tom what what the rule was, he said, well, I did whatever I wanted to, is what he said. So as long as we have righteous wants, then that's a good thing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we were trying to figure out, do we play Praise God? Do we play, you know, the doxology? Do we play we're going to play the Hallelujah Chorus. That's what we're going to play. Yeah. So there it is. God, we started out just talking about the great work Treasure Coast, Karenette of the Treasure Coast does, saving lives, saving mm-hmm. babies, saving people from a lot of hurts. And also John Nelson, Families Recover. And John is one of our brothers that comes in often, takes hundreds of kids down to games, the Miami Heat, basketball games. Introducing these kids to the love of God and endeavoring to let them see what life can be with the favor and blessing of God. A lot of these kids, you know, they haven't had a lot of that, and it's an opportunity to touch a lot of lives. And John's very involved with recovery, restoration, and we have a lot of great programs and ministries that's right here with us. And so where are we? Yep, I'm glad you asked that question, and we are almost to 25,000. We're getting started, but we're moving. We are moving. We're 24,191. We broke over the 20,000 level, and you all did that totally without me. I was just on the premises, but you guys did awesome. 24,191. We are just right now. How far away from 25,000? This is a test.
I can't see the screen from here.
$809. $809. That's it. Louis, yeah. Welcome.
Thank you.
Pull that mic up to your mouth. We want to hear you. You know, you're too.
It's good to see you. Wow.
It's good.
I heard you on the radio this morning. I said, I have to stop in.
Wow.
And say hello.
That's good.
WCNO has been such a part of my life.
Tell us about that.
I came to Christ.
Were you a heathen at one time?
I was. Before I was a Christian, I wasn't a Christian. I didn't come to Christ until I was 27 and a half years old. I wasn't raised in church.
You were not religious?
No, I wasn't religious.
Just a heathen?
I was a good heathen, though.
Okay.
I believe in being all in, whatever you're going to do. So I was a troublemaker, but, you know, what do sinners do? They sin.
They get
upset when a sinner next door sins. That's... Till he becomes born again.
Did God use? How did he hook you?
Well, I say this really spiritual prayer because I wasn't a Christian. I just looked around my life, and I wasn't happy with what I saw. I was drinking. The people around me were drinking. I'm like, is this the end of my life? Mm-hmm. I had worked hard, made a lot of money, traveled, done things, but nothing really satisfies you.
Yeah.
Until you're born again because you weren't designed to live without God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was working with my stepfather, making minimal money, going out at night, drinking beer, shooting pool.
Yeah.
Like I said, that's what sinners do. I just was living life, and I said, this is all there is. I had worked up north and made a lot of money in the commercial fishing industry in my younger years, 22 through 26. So here I am, 27 and a half. I wasn't making a lot of money at this point. I just looked around and said, this is really what I want to be. So I came out one night, of the camper. I was staying in a camper now in Florida, right? And I came out and I looked up at the stars. I hit the blacktop and I said a real spiritual prayer. One word. Help. I looked up.
That works.
And,
yeah, yeah. It works.
And then God sent this guy. His name was Adam. Adam Spies, you might know him. He's a local guy. He's the one that actually turned me on to Christian music. And we began to be friends, and I knew he was a Christian. I knew something. He had something that I wanted, but I didn't even really know what it was. So God used him as an example. And over the course of a couple weeks and months, we talked for a while, and then he'd say, hey, Lou, he'd have a Bible on his desk. After, you know, half an hour, well, what do you think this means? I'm thinking to myself, my gosh, this is the word of God. At least this guy's trying. And I didn't know because I wasn't saved. So I said, well, it could mean this, it could mean that. So then this went on over time. And then it wasn't 20 minutes. He'd wait 10 minutes. One day I come in to his little office. He's a cabinet maker. And the first thing he said, Lou, what do you think this means? I fold my arms. I was not going to answer him. I said, Adam, do you have a church you go to? He says, no. I think he was about 22, 23. I said, let's go to church Sunday. Oh, okay. For him, he was already a Christian. For me, I knew I was going to try to get right with God. I didn't even know what this meant. I had no idea what I went in for. So we went in, and I came out. I remember crying when I heard the gospel. I'm weeping. I'm coming out of the pew, First Baptist, Jensen Beach, Pastor Gary Townsend.
Oh, Gary.
And I went up there, and I'm just praying with this guy I don't even know. And I left that place a new man.
Praise
if God. Anyone be born again, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things are new. I didn't know. And I still tried to go on with my life the way it was. Well, that didn't last too long. I mean, I wasn't drinking or anything, but I was still hanging out with all my friends. They were in the bar shooting pool. And it just wasn't the same. Gary was a very wise man. So, well, Gary, what do you think? He said, well, that might not be the best place for you. He never told me what not to do, but he gave me enough latitude. And it wasn't long before I decided. And Adam, coming back to Adam, because we became really good friends, what do you listen to for music there? I got in my car and I'm playing, you know, rock and roll and just stuff of the world that I grew up my whole life with. I said, no, there's Christian music. What? So what I found was there was a sound very similar to the same sounds I was listening to. Like, wow. Started learning people about, you know, Keith Green, Michael W. Smith.
Yeah.
I remember I was telling you earlier when I first got here, Jonathan, about Hosanna music. I was amazed. At that time, 1989, Hosanna music was very popular. I remember calling my brother up, who'd been a Christian for years. Hey, about this Hosanna music? He laughed. He said, Lou, this has been around for a while. I just came
around. It's brand new to you.
But yeah, I remember. And WCNO had just started. So I got saved in, I never could get Labor Day and Memorial Day straight, which one was which. But Labor Day, which is the last one of the summer, became a Memorial Day for me because that was the Sunday that I got saved. On Labor Day weekend, the end of the summer, in 1989. So when was it that WCNO started? Right about that time.
April 1990.
So you see, it just so I started my walk with Christ just about the same time.
About the same time. Yeah.
So we kind of grew together. And I was telling Jonathan here, as we were in the other room before we came out here, and I could see all the lineups for the programs that happen each morning. So I'd listen at 6 a.m. I'd be listening. I was just hungry like a sponge. You know, when you're a new Christian, you need to be discipled. So I listened to 6 a.m. Then I listened to 6:30, and then 7, and 7:15. By the time, I 6:30, a guy would agree with a guy at 8, and then 9 would agree with a guy at 7. By the time 10 o'clock came, I'm like, wait a minute. I don't understand this stuff. I'm not a rocket scientist, but all three of these fellows can't be the same. So what did it do? It drove me into the Bible. But there was people that I listened to that are still on the air.
Yeah.
Charles Stanley, Adrian Rogers, J. Vernon McGee. I love that guy. You know you're a good preacher if you're dead and you're still preaching. You can still go through the Bible bus.
Right.
But I learned, you know, and then I got to meet people in the community because of this radio station. You know, we all have to develop our own theology, you know, what we believe about God. Now, there is the Bible, and there is a true thing. But, you know, there's a lot of grace God has for us. We're the ones that have all the denominations and divisions.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great, you know, whether you believe this or that, this and that, some things, you know, Minor on the minors, major on the majors. I mean, the main thing is this. If you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, he died on the cross, he rose again. You believe that? You receive his atonement? Mm-hmm. You become born again? Like Jesus said, you must be born again?
Yeah.
You're my brother. You're my sister.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
Yeah.
All this other stuff, like I know God heals. But before I knew God healed, I didn't know God healed. God healed me in the process of going to healing
then
school.
Then you knew it.
Right? And it was like, wow. It's like someone coming to me saying, no, God doesn't heal. Too late. I was already healed. So if you don't believe that, you still can be a Christian, but you're not going to experience all that God has for you.
Right.
So I was telling Jonathan on the way of giving. I remember I was poor as a church mouse. And I was, you know, before, like I said to him, God forgives rather quickly. But the state of Florida had a real hard time with my driving record. I wasn't the most stellar driver before I was a Christian. I had a lot of tickets. And they took my license for 5 years. So for 5 years, I rode around town on a bicycle. That was when I first met you, Jonathan. Yeah. I would come to your church on Central Parkway, and I would go to King's Kids over to Methodist Church. I mean, I wasn't not going to go. I was wanted to go where God was. And God was all these places. So it was great. And I remember hearing about tithing. Like I said, I wasn't brought up at church. It's like, okay, you know, you want me to give 10%? I don't have any money. Like, okay, well, so what's the difference if I got $6 in my pocket or I got $8 in my pocket? This 10%, okay, I get it. You know, that's a dollar. So I just doubled down. I said, I'm just going to give 20%. This really works, then this really works. So I believe it was the word of God. Mm-hmm. And I started to see God move on giving. So I've learned about giving. To give not only tithe, give more than the tithe. And there's also other offerings. If you really read the Bible, then you'll find there's more offerings. There's free will offering. In the New Testament, God says God loves a cheerful giver. You know, and he wants you to be purpose in your heart already what you're going to give. You know, I mean, I've now finally read through the whole Bible. but I learned a lot. And then, so when I got into mission work, I gave God everything. You know, I gave God everything. So I was all in. If you give God your everything, oh, my gosh, watch what God will do. Mm. I gave up, and I thought I gave up my career. You know, the last part of your career from, you know, 50s and to 60s, you know, it's when you're gonna make sure you got your retirement fund, and you get all set up for retirement. So I gave that one up. I gave up my house. I gave up my job. It was a lot, but to do what? To do the mission work.
So. Okay, hold it right there. Now we're going to go to a song, Louie, but we want to hear what's happening because God wasn't finished. You gave everything up. That was not the end, was it?
That was the beginning.
That was the beginning.
Amen.
We'll be right back. Keep your dial set right here at 89.9. 772-221-1100.
remind me where I was.
All right, and we continue with prayer and share, and we have Louis Arsenal with us in the studio today, and wow, he just needs to get charged up a little bit, you know? I mean, we're going to pray that he gets excited about Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey, Louis, it's great to talk with you and great to just look back and look at the faithfulness of God. You're talking about you basically came into the kingdom about the time this radio station was
yes.
being built
yes.
and put on the air. And here you are. You're serving God today. We're serving God today. Mm. And this is a couple years later. We've celebrated 35 years. We're working toward our 36th. April will be our 36th birthday. Mm. And so that's awesome. So you gave up everything.
Yes, to go.
And you went. What happened?
Well, I want to back up about one or two years before that. So it was in about the 15th year of this ministry.
Okay.
A friend of mine, Michael Weir, his brother had a program. I think you know the name of it.
Caribbean Gospel Train.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And so Michael decided, one thing good about WCNO, you can, because it's listener supported and it's a community, this is a part of the community.
Yeah.
You can come with your ideas. You can come with a ministry. You could come with the Caribbean Gospel. It was great because so many people from the islands would listen. That's their genre.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael's like, hey, I want to. So the name of Michael's program was called Find Your Place.
Mm.
He said, Louis, I want you to come on. So I came on board, and there was three of us. We were splitting the airtime. It wasn't really that much. It's a very affordable. And we began to share. And the funny thing, the name of the program was called Find Your Place. Mm. I think I still have some business cards with my name on it.
Really? Find Your Place.
And then I had to come to the guys a couple months later and say, guys, I'm sorry. I'm out. I found my place, and it's missions.
Mm.
And that was when I went. But so some of the history comes even to here. You know, it's really important to find out what it is you're to do in the kingdom of God. Everybody has a position in the kingdom of God. And if we haven't learned in these past few weeks and months how important speaking up and standing up for what you believe and speaking the truth in love, it's always been there. But now the heat's kind of been turned up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The light's getting lighter. The dark's getting darker. We need to stand up for what we believe in. And you can do that right on the airwaves here. Assuming that you're got a right heart and you've got good things, you're most welcome. Yeah. Bring your ideas. Bring what you're doing, you know, to the forefront. And so for Michael, it was the show, and we came and we did that for a while. And then for me, it was missions. And God gave me a crazy idea to take a movie called The Jesus Film.
Mm.
It's an incredible movie. It was made like over 35 years ago.
Mm.
When I started out doing this mission work with The Jesus Film, it was in about 1,300 languages. I saw the power of The Jesus Film in Africa, in Ghana, where I was there with my former church, Grace Family Church, wonderful church in Port St. Lucie, the northwestern part of Port St. Lucie. Went there, and I just saw the power. Hundreds of people, a whole village coming to see this movie and receive Christ. It was amazing. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I knew way back from Living Waters. Now I'm going way, way back to my first few years in the Lord.
I was here.
The 90s, how when I... You know, so I always knew I wanted to be a missionary. I just knew, but I didn't know how to do it. So sometimes the preparation takes some time. You know, Moses was on the backside of the wilderness for a long time, wasn't he? You know, Joseph didn't get number two in all of the kingdom in one day. He went through some stuff. So there was a preparation, but so God gave me a crazy idea to put a solar panel on the roof of a motorcycle, a KLR 650.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty big dirt bike, so you could get to these hard-to-get-to places. Then you've got this solar panel, powers up a battery bank. So then with that, you can show the Jesus Film in these villages where there's no power, no electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great. It broke several barriers, the language barrier, the accessibility barrier, and then the power, having the portable power.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we began. Mm-hmm. We were planting churches. It was wonderful. People loved it here. People loved it there. And that's how I began. I began the journey, you know. It was incredible. But you got to figure that was probably 20 years into my Christian walk, 20, 25 years into my Christian walk. So, but what was a part of that the whole time? WCNO. WCNO, Steady Eddie all the time. You can turn on and listen to J. Vernon McGee still.
Yeah, he still can. Yeah, yeah.
Trevor Banks. He's an amazing still. Bible teacher. That guy, I love it. He's a good friend of mine now. So, you know, you also can get to meet these people. You know, you're local. You get to understand some of these local ministries.
That's right.
So it's just a great asset to the community. I wanted to really personally give a testimony. Didn't have a whole lot of money to give, but what I have to give is my testimony of what this place has meant to me, how this place helped me become. Like I said, you start at 6 a.m. and you listen till 10 a.m., you're going to get some differing points of view.
Right.
So what that did for me was drove me to the Bible. When you're a new Christian, you're like a sponge. You're hungry. Mm-hmm. You want to know truth. I remember the simple, here's a very controversial subject, and I'm going to go there, the speaking in tongues. I'm like, okay, me and my friend, when I got saved, we read all about it. It's in the Bible. But then this one believes it, this one that. I was like, we wanted to know. So we studied it. You know, at the end of the day, he went one way. I went another way. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We agreed to disagree without being disagreeable. We're still great friends.
Yeah.
It's okay. That's not going to get you to heaven or not get you to heaven. You know, what's going to get you to heaven is the shed blood of Jesus Christ. What's going to get you to heaven is being born again.
Right.
And walking without holiness, remember this one, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. So don't think you can live like the devil. Come pray, get, oh, God's full of love and forgiveness, and he is. But don't think you can just walk without holiness. What did Jesus say? One of the most staggering scriptures Jesus ever said. In that day, many are going to come to him and say, Lord, Lord, did we not do this and that many things in your name?
Yeah.
There's power in the name of Jesus. But he said, depart from me. What? You who work iniquity, I never knew you. You say you know Jesus, but does Jesus know you? Are you walking in holiness? Are you walking in purity? You know, we can. And there's a perfect scripture verse I love to tell the new Christian when they get saved. 1 John 1:9. It's the cross all over again. If you sin, God is faithful and just to forgive you your sin. You confess it, he'll forgive you that sin, and he'll cleanse you of all unrighteousness.
All of it.
So you can be completely free, cleansed. If you're repentant, if you come to him, he wants us to walk in his righteousness, to put on his righteousness. That's what salvation is truly all about, is putting on the righteousness of Christ and walking in that. If you fall down, pray, get up again. Hopefully you walk more steps before you fall down the next time. Hopefully there isn't a next time. I mean, we can do it. Can you go without sinning for 5 minutes?
Sure.
Well, then you can go out sinning for 5 hours.
Sure.
So then you can go out sinning for 5 days.
Yeah.
You really can. Now, you know, but I'm so grateful for WC. You know, it helped me build a solid foundation.
Praise
God. There's no one on the face of the earth I can sit down with that's going to agree with me everything about everything. Sooner or later, there's something you don't agree with. That's okay. We got to just understand what the most important thing is. The most important thing is people know Jesus Christ. They're born again.
Louis, somebody's listening today that may be where you were back B.C., before Christ.
Amen.
Would you just call them to the Lord and lead them in a prayer? I know as people are listening today, the Holy Spirit is saying, that's where you are. Yeah. That's where you are. You don't have to stay where you are.
Yeah.
Get free.
I was a young man. I was a hard worker. I wasn't raised in the church. I didn't know anything about salvation, about Jesus. I didn't know what it meant. And I met a guy that was a Christian. I knew he had something I didn't have. But what he had was he had a relationship with Jesus. He was born again. He had the Holy Spirit in him. And that's what it is. God's not up there with a big stick wanting to just squat you every time you get out of line. He wants us to walk in obedience, but he really just wants to forgive us. He's a good father. Mm-hmm. And he sent his only son to die for us. If we just simply believe Jesus is who he says he was, the Son of God, he did die for our sins, and he rose again. If we just simply say, Lord, I trust in that one. I trust in what you did for me. Come into my life.
Yes.
Come into life and make me a Christian. That's what Jesus wants. He said, unless a man be born again. So I will lead that someone out there that's in that spot that didn't understand how simple it really is. Because that was me. In 1989, that was me. That Sunday, the Saturday before, Sunday when I went out of church, I was a new creation. Bible says, if anyone be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away, all things are new. When the God of this world puts his Holy Spirit inside of you, it's a new day, it's a new life, and it's wonderful. So what God wants from you, he wants you to just surrender. Surrender your heart to him. And it's a journey. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to have lots of questions. That's what's good about a place like WCNO. You can call up and people will pray with you. Anybody that answers the phone is more than willing to pray with you. You got an issue, simple things like needing a job, which can turn into not so simple if when you don't have one. I've been there. You know, housing, you know, marital disputes. You know, people, prayer works. Prayer really works. But the first prayer is the prayer of surrender to Christ.
Thank you.
So if you're ready at this point, moment, simply pray this prayer along with me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to this earth and showing us how to live and how to love and how to forgive.
Amen.
I thank you for dying for me. I'm sorry for all the way I've lived my life without you. Come into my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to walk with you. Thank you, Jesus. If you just prayed that prayer, there's all kinds of good churches around here. I just named one of them. There's a lot of them. Call and talk to Jonathan. He's a pastor himself. There's lots of places you can go.
Yeah.
It's just like restaurants. You wouldn't want to go to the Italian restaurant. And sorry for you Italians, every night of the week, you know, you can go. You go three nights a week. But, you know, there's the seafood place, you know.
I like seafood.
There's Yum Yum Hot Pot. There's places you can go.
Yeah.
There's McDonald's if you dare, but try to use some wisdom. So it is with worship in churches.
Amen.
There's different forms of worship.
Amen.
There's different styles of preaching through verse by verse by verse. There's a church organization that does that one well. There's lots of places. And if someone does something stupid, there's plenty of chances to forgive in life. Don't blame God. It's the person. God is good. That's the one thing you can always remember. You must remember first and foremost, God is good. God is perfect. God is holy. It's man that needs God. But there's lots of people around to help you. And I'm just so grateful. And I'll leave you with this one. For WCNO, because it's a part of, you know, I found music that was the same, very similar to the music I listened to when I was in the world, you know, music that was uplift. Sometimes you just hear that music at the right time. Hmm. Or I remember one of my favorite Bible teachers is Joyce Meyer. I thought, wow, is this woman honest? She never talked about anybody else. She didn't need to. She had so much of her own stuff. She just talked about her own stuff. I said, wow, if this woman can be this honest, I can be this honest.
Wow.
With myself. And it helped me to understand. Listen, I'll never forget. You say you want a ministry, this and that. You can't even put the shopping cart back when you're done. That one really, it still sticks to me. And I probably heard that 10 years ago. But it's true. Grow. One person told me when I first became a Christian, grow where you're planted, wherever that is. But believe God. God wants to do far above and beyond what you could ask, imagine, or even think. So I've learned to ask big. So I started learning to ask big, a little bigger than normal. Wow, God superseded that because that's what he said. He wants to do above and beyond what you're asking and thinking and even imagining. So I'd ask bigger and bigger. Then I started asking ridiculously high. And God would do that. So it's a fun game. You try to outgive God. You cannot outgive God. He will give you more to life. And it's not just finances, but your time. You know, that's what makes WCNO special. People come here, they give their time, and that's the best of themselves. Even for the prayer and cheer. I loved when we crossed this little line and they played the doxology.
Yeah.
The ladies that are minding the phone came in here, they raised up their hands, everybody just stopped and worshiped God for a message. This is community. This is what this what station's all about.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Just a community radio station. So I encourage you, be a part, call in, do what you can do. Maybe you have something that God's birthing in you. Maybe you should have a radio station, like Find Your Place. That was the encouragement that Michael Weir had with that vision for that time, was Find Your Place. And I'm, you know, a month or two later, I'm like, I found my place. It's missions. I'm sorry, I gotta go. But that was what it was
it's
for.
It's not with you.
Yeah. But it is still. He's a yeah, good brother in the That's Lord. Good. I gotta good. Try to look him up.
Louis, I've got to break in because I know you're almost finished, but I'm not. Go. I want for us to remember just shortly a mutual friend, Pierre, right after this song. Because there are people who had vision to carry the gospel to the world who are now in heaven.
Yes.
But that seed that was planted is not lost. It's going to move and grow on.
Well, that the Freedom Moto motorcycle that I built in Pierre's garage.
I want to hear more about that. My. If you have another 5 minutes.
Yes, okay.
God of all my days, casting crowns.
I came to you with my heart in pieces, and found the God with healing in his hands. I turned to you, put everything behind me, and found the God who makes all things new. I look to you, drowning in my questions, and found the God who holds all wisdom. And I trusted you and stepped out on the ocean. You caught my hand among the waves, 'cause you're the God of all my days. Each step I take, from you and wandered in the shadows, and found a God who relentlessly pursues. I hid from you, haunted by my failure, and found a God whose grace still covers me. I fell on you, I was at my weakest, and found the God, the lifter of my head. And I've worshipped you and felt you right beside me. You're the reason that I sing, 'cause you're the God of all my days. Searching, God, you are my answers. In my blindness, God, you are my vision. In my bondage, God, you are my freedom. In my weakness, God, you are my
my blindness. God, you are my vision. And in my bondage, God, you are my freedom. All my days.
And this is Prayer and Share. This is when we come to you and say, hey, we're passing the hat to pick up an offering so we can cover operational expenses over the next 6 months, and never know who is going to come through the front door. And Louie, you know, I'm just a little jealous that you can grow hair like that at your age. You know, you.
I got lots, and you got not so much.
Not so much. But, you know, there are people in our lives, and there are people in the kingdom that they're just farmers. They're sowers. They are forever having vision to reach beyond where they are and to reach lost people. And this ministry would not be here if there were not people who did that. Ray Cassis, who built this station, Ray had vision for that and came in, built the station, literally dug support out of whoever's pockets he could find it to put this ministry together. He was the president. He was also an engineer. He was a broadcaster, and he did all of these things. But with his own hands, we were talking earlier about wearing the tool belt, you know, with his own hands, he put the equipment in here. They crawled around on the floor. They ran the wires. They put things together. And as an engineer, the big satellite dishes out in the back, they're kind of outdated at this point. They're still there. But that was the way it was done. And he did that. He had vision. Now, he's been with the Lord for a number of years. And Pierre was one of those guys.
Pierre Tullier.
Pierre, he would tell me, Jonathan, I want the gospel to go where it's never gone before. He always would say that. And he loved the Jesus film. He loved what happened with Bill Brighton. He actually sat
on the development board of the Jesus film. And Sandra, I believe, is still on it.
Really?
Yeah. So the motorcycle that I built with the solar panel on it to take the Jesus film into the bush and beyond, to places it hadn't been, was built in his garage.
Did he have vision for that? Could he see that happening?
I didn't even see it on my radar like that. No, that was, God dropped that in me. You're going to do what? Like, I didn't know what I was doing.
I mean, it sounds bizarre.
I'm not an engineer. I'm a carpenter.
I'm trying to figure out, how do you put solar panels on a motorcycle? I mean, I don't.
Well, one day, I'm sitting in my living room. I'm like, and I'm staring at this thing. A motorcycle in my living room. I'm like, all right, what am I going to do? How am I going to support this thing? I said, I need to go to the flea market. Now, thank God we got a flea market down on Lockhart Street. I go to that. I'm going to get something there. I'll know it when I see it. Well, I found these two things. They use them in the back of a semi-truck. They call them load lockers. So a big semi-truck comes and it delivers over here a bunch of boxes. Then it goes to the next stop. And so they have to put this big gadget. It's like a ratcheting bar across.
Hold things in place.
To hold everything
in place.
Stabilize it. So they had two of them there. I think I spent $10 a piece on them. And I brought it home, and I used a golf cart lid, roof, to mock up as the solar panel. And then I figured out how to support it. Once I had these legs, we're holding it up. So then I've been in construction for most of my life. So I used electrical conduit, and I bent it so you could still turn the handlebars and attach it down to the front of the frame. And then the back was easy compared to the front. You just come straight down, mounting where
back
of the back seat, about the even wheel. With the back tire.
Okay.
So it was kind of a funky thing that when I made it, and then I took it to a welder. I said, make this look pretty, you know.
Yeah.
So then he was a boat builder guy, and so he made it out of aluminum. Made it really nice. So you can actually see a picture of it on the website. And
what is the website?
The website is johnsheart.net. We named it John's Heart after my son, John Paul. It's an honor to go in the name of Jesus and in the name of John. It's amazing. The blessing of God has been
on .com?
.net.
.net.
Yes,
okay.
.net. johnsheart.net. So there's a lot of cool videos. Probably the first one you want to watch. I'm going to rework the website, but I've been so busy. Somebody says, you got to write a book, but I'm too busy for the next chapter to write, go back and write the last 15. But I'm going like three times a year now. So every couple of months, I'm getting ready to go again. So we're already planning our trip for January. But it's just been an amazing thing, what God has done. And even in the last 2